The State Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development are not seasonally adjusted, the Berkshires now face an unemployment rate of 6.6%. That's up half a percentage point from October and November, and it's the highest it's been since February of 2012. However, Heather Bulger, head of the Berkshire County Regional Employment Board, says that despite the loss of jobs from November to December, comparing the latest numbers to December 2011 paints a slightly more hopeful outlook.
There's actually more people in the labor force this December compared to a year ago. There's actually 394 more people employed this year than a year ago, and that there's only an additional 100 people who are unemployed compared to a year ago.
Bulger said that in the major labor markets throughout Berkshire County, change from 1 year ago was either for the better or has stayed neutral.
So in Pittsfield, the unemployment rate in December 2012 was 7.1%, which was up 0.6% from November and up 0.2% from a year ago. And in North Adams, the December rate was 7.7%, which was up 0.8% from a month ago and down 0.1% from a year ago. And then the Great Barrington labor market, the unemployment rate was 5.2%, which was up 0.7% from November, and it remained the same from a year ago.
Steve Shepard, a professor of economics at Williams College, said that much of the slow growth in the Berkshires is due to the fact that because the area has a more localized economy and it's not as dependent on a single large business, Berkshire County was not hit as hard as other areas of the nation in the initial recession.
While our economy was hit hard and people suffered, there's a sense in which it could be said that we suffered less than some other regions. And that means that in the stage of recovery, we recover less than other regions.
Shepard also mentioned decreased government spending and investment as playing a part in preventing economic stimulus. Chris Gearn, an executive vice president at Associated Industries of Massachusetts, said that employer confidence remains low due to uncertainty in Washington, D.C., and that has an enormous effect on hiring in Massachusetts.
I mean, the economy itself is doing pretty well, and I think under normal circumstances, you'd be seeing employers doing a lot more hiring and a lot more investing than they are now. But again, there's this sort of Damocles that's hanging over everybody's head as Congress and the president try and resolve the issues down in D.C.
Though Gearn said that the first battle of the fiscal cliff when it relates to taxes has been settled for now, worries about sequestration and other spending cuts are on the minds of many. AIM's Business Confidence Index shrank from 55.2 in August, which is slightly positive, to 47.8 in December. Gearn also mentioned that the Massachusetts economy, to some extent, depends on federal spending.
And clearly, in an economy like ours that depends upon things like research, medicine, biotechnology, and defense, all of which are dependent to a certain extent on government funding, that's also added a blanket of uncertainty to employers.
The Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development reported that across the state, most of the job gains in the past month were seen in the education and health services sector. Leisure and hospitality and construction also saw gains. The most losses were reported in trade, transportation, and utility sectors. And Heather Bulger gave some advice for those that haven't given up on the job search.
I encourage them to strongly network. Take advantage of any training opportunities to upgrade their skill level so they can, you know, find an employment opportunity when it becomes available.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.